So we've just heard from the two young bucks working for our company, 27 and 28 years old. And for the women listening in, I do want to let you know I do speak to the women in very much the same attitude and tone. In fact, one did leave to begin her real estate career. She says, I'm out of here. And we gave her a big send-off and congratulated her for, you know, taking the big step. And it's like I said, at Real Rich Dad, really do encourage people to seek freedom, not job security. So the next person I want to bring in is a gentleman who's about 10 years younger than I am. He is the president of our company. He has a wife and two children, highly educated. And as my rich dad always said, always hire somebody a lot smarter than you are. And I'm very proud to have Bob Chilton as president of Rich Dad. And he's definitely a lot smarter than I am. And I'm really happy about that. And he says he has more initials after his name than anybody else. So, Bob, would you mind giving us a little bit of your background?
Great. Thank you, Robert. Yes, I am a little bit older than the previous two young bucks that were in here. My background is a little bit more of the academic background. I grew up in Seattle, Washington. I attended the University of Washington. Then I went on and got an advanced degree at the University of California at Berkeley. And that's where I collected all those initials to put after my name. I then went from there into my profession, which was naval architecture and offshore engineering. And I did that for about 5 years and really climbed the corporate ladder, but kind of became discouraged at that and went off into small business. The problem with small business is that I was working very hard. I was a bachelor. I was traveling from town to town, building different companies, but I was always doing it for someone else.
You were building it for guys like me who weren't as smart as you. Is that correct?
Correct.
You were making complete idiots rich.
Exactly.
And every time I see Bob, I grin and I smile. And I say, I'm so glad you're smart and never forget your job here is to make me rich. Isn't that true?
Every day I hear that thing. Every single day it's make me rich.
Does it get to you after a while?
It didn't get to me until recently. Then all of a sudden I found myself, I think it was about the third or fourth car you drove in that was different that week. As I drove out in my old Ford Explorer and I looked at your Ferrari, and I think it was about that point I decided that it was time to make a change.
That's right. You don't want to be president any longer, is that correct?
President is very exciting until you get the business card and then it's old.
Yeah. You finally started to do what the two young bucks are doing and everybody else in the company, the women also. And you've begun your investment career?
Correct.
And your path of learning is different than those two guys, right?
Yeah, my path of learning is completely different. I'm in the office, and you talk to us every Tuesday about getting out there. You remind me all the time that my future is out there. It's not in the office. It's not climbing the corporate ladder even further. And I saw the two young bucks out there running around, driving from place to place, stumbling, and going through their process. And I wasn't comfortable with that. My comfort factor is not in being a quick starter, going out there and looking for the deal. I'm a real analytical, build it, put it together, make it into a model, and then repeat the model. So I pretty much did what I was comfortable with. I analyzed everything. I can analyze a deal from left to right, up to down, and
the same thing you do with our business.
Correct. In the business, I take Rich Dad, and I crank it down to a science. I make it nice and automated so we can go off and do the next thing.
Right, because your background is as an engineer, really.
Correct.
And you look at everything as systems and numbers, and it gets from point A to point B.
Right. I get there once, and then I get there just as concisely as I can over and over and over.
So how many deals did you analyze?
I analyzed over 300 deals.
And you went to analysis paralysis?
Definitely. I went into analysis paralysis. I became very good at analyzing.
You had maps and charts and all the things that, you know, big corporations want you to do?
I did. I went through the whole process. I can take 300 deals and reduce it to 10 absolutely beautiful, perfect deals on paper, get them on a map, get them on a chart, and go from there.
And so analyzing over 300 deals in depth, how many offers did you make?
I made 10 offers.
And what happened?
I had three of them that came back. I negotiated two of them and put two of them into escrow.
Good.